They found a secret out this year that he was once a pharaoh.
Welcome back to Mummy Rankings, where we rank mummies?
Sure.
You can come for mummies.
Or stay for...
There's more mummies.
Yeah.
Is a scarab a mummy?
Yes, I think he is.
Okay.
Although it's unclear.
Yeah.
As of one episode, but...
There are at least four mummies, possibly five. Plenty of mummies to stay for.
That's right.
There's also MILFs to stay for.
Yeah?
So stay for me.
Stay.
I'm Ben.
That's right. Lead scientist Ben Traden.
With me as always, there's Kenny.
Hi. So, for those of you who are
Did you tune in for Super Rankings? Are you very confused today? Because I am.
Boy, are you in for a treat.
You're in for something.
Yes, now as you recall, we've done this before for the Bat Rankings.
Yes.
We had a episode of Hammer Man.
Yep.
The episode was entitled Nobody's Perfect. It was an episode that was kind of like a control group. It helped us...
Yeah, calibrate our instruments.
Exactly. Yeah. So, we thought... Let's tempt fate and try it again.
We did tempt fate with dice this time. Blow on some
other guy's dice. That's right. We rolled several times. We made it all the way through the first season.
Yep.
And lo and behold, I rolled 11.
11.
That's right. So we got to do the 90s animated show Mummies Alive.
Yes. Only one episode. Apparently it lasted 42 episodes somehow.
42?
42 goddamn episodes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that must have been like the absolute... Remember one time we looked up, we weren't sure how many episodes did you need for syndication? It was like 65 or 100.
It varies.
And like, it turns out it varies.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that must have been like the absolute lowest number they could possibly... Like, will you syndicate us now? We really don't want to make more of this.
I think they were thinking this was going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
It had some big names attached to it.
Ivan Reitman.
Yeah, who's famous for Ghostbusters.
Yep.
And Andy Hayward, he's done lots of things with the... Is it Deke?
Deke.
Yeah.
Dick?
Yes. Even as a small child. that sounds like they said Dick.
Yeah.
I know they said Deke, but it sounds like Dick.
Dick. it was heavily promoted. I do recall a toy line.
I'm sure. There were definitely some scenes.
And, but no one's heard of it. In fact, I was telling my good friend Christian Moreno, if you're listening right now, buddy, it's a thing, dude. It exists.
Yep.
Check it out, my friend.
We can prove it with science because we saw it with our eyes.
We used YouTube, and there, lo and behold, we found an episode called Ra, 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 Ra.
Yes. I think this must have been the pilot, or the premiere.
Which I don't think works very well as a pilot.
No, it throws you right into the deep end.
Which is kind of unfortunate because, I guess we should
jump right in. Yeah, we get our opening. It's all black and white. Mm-hmm. And, oh, heck, what was the Avatar? Was the Batman episode with the mummy?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like that. Remember that it had that awesome silent opening with the guy going into the tomb and they... pull the frayed rope out, and it's this is like that, but bad.
So this Egyptologist or
archaeologist,
he obviously is trying to find this tomb that has this thing in it that will grant powers.
I guess, and he's got a person. I mean, I'm assuming you can judge nationalities based on accent in this show. I don't know that. The archaeologist man sounds British, and he's got a dude, I think he might have had a turban helping him out.
There were a few, as I recall.
Yeah, a couple of them.
And they were, as the tomb was being opened, they were able to translate the hieroglyphics saying, this is, you do not want this.
Yeah, and then they were saying, like, maybe we should, you know, I know we just came all the way out here with you, and you presumably we could have warned you about this. You know, weeks ago. But by the way, there's a curse. There's a big curse here.
Curse!
This tomb has an evil spirit?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Demon?
He's a guy. I don't know if he's supposed to be a mummy. He didn't have much in the way of bandages. He looks real pale. We later find out that he is named Scarab.
Yes, and he's a villain. He is our villain.
Yes.
And, this will bring us up to present day.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, the British archaeologist guy, oh no,
yep.
Fade to black, and fade in, this time in color, in the present day,
We've got some extreme skateboarders!
Yes, I think this is meant to be San Francisco.
It is. We don't find that out till later. There is a Golden Gate Bridge poster at a bus stop.
Oh, I missed that. Because the theme song makes mention of they hang around in San Francisco Bay.
Okay, see, yeah. I didn't really catch that in the theme song. The theme song, by the way... Oh boy, howdy!
See, this is the problem. It's one of those theme songs that's supposed to deliver the entire premise of the show, but the vocals are really low in the mix and very monotonous. You cannot follow what they say.
Mummies are lying.
They're over here, right here today. They are mummies.
Something, 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 something. They are mummies.
But it sounds like they're talking through a mask.
They're mummies. Yeah.
And, you know, we should all be used to that by now after a year of...
hearing muffled voices and trying to decipher what they say.
But yes, this... anyway, we cut to San Francisco. The kids are skateboarding. Yep. They're extreme.
Two kids, Presley and Walter. Did you blink? Oh, Walter's gone. He's out of the episode. Don't worry about him. He doesn't matter.
You don't need him.
Yep. It's Presley. He's our totally radical skateboard. You can tell he's cool because he skateboards and he wears cargo shorts.
That's right.
Give me a nice schmear of surfer.
And so he shows up at this museum?
I was confused by this too because there's just a giant sphinx.
Right.
Is the sphinx the museum or was this...
I think so.
Okay.
Although, I don't know about you, I was thinking it kind of looked like a... miniature golf putt-putt place.
Yeah.
It does not scream museum.
No, and it doesn't seem big enough either. It looks like about the size, like it could contain maybe a basketball court in there, but, you know, not the bleachers or the stands, just like a standard regulation size court.
If you were to see this in real life, you would probably... drive by and go, I wonder what they sell in there.
Yeah.
But it's a museum.
It's probably like a hall of mirrors in there at a carnival, but I guess it's a museum. And our young hero, Presley, his mom works at the museum.
That's right. She is excited to open up this exhibit, which is going to show the mummy and treasures of...
Rapses.
Rapses.
The mystery of Rapses. Not Ramses.
No.
That was a real guy.
Yep.
Don't look him up, because then we might get historical fact mixed in here, and we are not interested.
Plus, rap, get it? Rap bandages?
I do get it. Also, it's the 90s, and perhaps he could drop some sick rhymes,
maybe?
Although he doesn't in this episode.
No.
You know what? It was too soon after Hammerman, and they thought another rapping superhero.
Yep.
The world's not ready. We can't follow Hammerman.
No.
Okay.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
The boyo, he's walking in the museum, and there are clay statues.
Yes, pharaoh-looking stone or clay statues that start chasing him, and he gets lured into, like, the dark museum. He hears this voice... I'm not sure if it's supposed to be in his head or if it's real, but saying, hey, come over here, my son. I'm your dad.
Yeah.
I'm your Egypt dad. Your mom fucked a mummy.
Oh, hot mummy.
See? That's... So he runs to a guard. He's like, guard, can you help me? And guess what? That guard is a clay.
He's got the statue face.
That's right.
One of the statues got a guard uniform from somewhere, and only one of them. The rest of them just look like statues.
That's right.
But this one is a smart statue. Can we, Anthony, rank this statue? Just for old time's sake. Because these statues
are
mooks.
They are mooks.
But the guard statue, I think he brings extra mook fat.
He's dressed up.
He's creative. He's thinking ahead.
Thought outside the box.
Yeah. He's looking at all his statue brothers. They're not going to catch this kid. We need to use subterfuge and trickery.
It's like they're like foot soldiers.
Yeah.
Or putty patrollers, but... He had the good sense to dress up like in people clothes.
Yes, I'm gonna say 800 milliAnthony's.
All right.
G- Good.
Sure. the boy's in danger.
Yep. The statues want to get him, and so he decides to hide in a sarcophagus, which
does nothing.
Yeah, but while he's hiding in there, some good mummies pop out.
They come out of their sarcophagi.
Yes.
And there's a fight that ensues.
They beat up the statues, and they have very anime-esque transformation sequences, because when they first come out, they look like mummies. They've got bandages and wrappings, and you can see parts of their pale skin poking out from the bandages. And they have magical girl transformation sequences and conjure armor pieces.
It's morphin' time.
It is morphin' time. Also, the background of these transformation scenes is all just shiny, sparkly streakies so that we can recycle this animation for future episodes, irregardless of what the actual setting of the scene is.
It does look pretty. I'm going to say that.
Yep.
It looks pretty. There's a fight. We find out there's a villain.
Yep, it's that same. It's the Scarab guy.
Scarab dude.
Yep.
He wants the boy.
Yep, not sure why. But these four mummies want to protect him, and the boy, let me get my notes out here. So Presley says, "I'm guessing you're the good guys, but we gotta get out of here."
Yes.
Oh, also there's a mummy cat.
Oh shit, I forgot the mummy cat.
Yeah,
That's right.
He trips over a small cat-sized sarcophagus and says, "Oh look, a dead cat," and he starts crying, and then he says, "Wait, I hate cats, fuck it."
Yeah, yeah, that's actually in the episode, kids.
Yeah, but I mean, not the fucking part. But I think what we're supposed to be gleaning from this is that, like, he's the reincarnation of a pharaoh, and his previous life liked cats, and that's why he's starting to, like, remember things.
I think so.
Maybe.
So they leave. They go to his house.
Yep.
He lives with his mom.
So we got
the mom thing.
Yeah, so, well, let's talk about our four mummies, four, because it's the 90s, it is, you know, you got your Power Rangers, your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you've got to have four weird, your gargoyles.
Yes.
Yes.
Each one is a different character design. There's a stocky built one that's missing an arm, which I didn't notice until about midway through the episode.
Ditto.
He's missing an arm.
Yep. He's the big fat one who eats everything.
Then
he eats everything out of the kid's fridge.
Food now!
Yeah, you go feed your mommy there.
Then there's a skinny guy who's kind of sarcastic, kind of quippy, a little...
He's Raphael meets Donatello, because he's sort of supposed to be the smart one, I think.
But he also seems kind of like a dick.
Yeah. there's the generic, the leader guy, the Leonardo of the group.
And then there's the girl who they thought was a guy.
Despite the fact that she has clearly visible secondary sexual characteristics.
She has a midriff showing. She has bandages wrapped around her ample bosoms.
Yep. I don't know ample, but they are visible. They
yes.
are clear.
But her head was covered.
Yes. And
but when she exposed her long hair...
Oh, only girls have long hair.
It's a girl.
It's a lady mummy.
None of the
three mummies who presumably hung out with her in life.
And in death for 3,000 years.
Yes, none of them grokked. And one of them even says, "So that's why you would never go bathing in the Nile with us. You didn't want us to see your mummy tits."
That's right. She hid them genitals.
Yes. So. But the Presley knew...
Presley knew. He's not an idiot.
Yes. Either that or he's remembering things from his previous... I don't know.
Sure.
So, also the lady mummy, when she transforms, she has cat feet.
That's right. Each one has an animal spirit?
Soul? Yeah, so the leader guy is called Jackal, although at one point his head transforms into a cobra. And I was like, surely that is Raph, is the smart, the skinny, smarty pants jerk one. I thought surely that was him, but it cuts to him in the next scene, and he is not transformed. It's the one whose name is Jackal who turns into a snake. Although the other one, the Raph has a snake as part of his costume. They are very... Also, I don't know if the big one has an animal.
He does. It's a ram.
Okay.
Pretty sure it's a ram.
All right. I'll buy that.
Yeah. And the girl's got cat.
Yes. She's cat.
And I thought there was a bird, because he has wings. The leader has wings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does. He doesn't really have any other bird-like characteristics, and the wings look more like airplane wings.
Yeah.
And I don't think we ever actually see him fly, but he'll, like... One of the clay statue guys will have him in a bear hug, and he'll pop out his wings to, like, throw him off. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah. So...
Yep.
They're at the house. The lady, the mom, is an Egyptologist who's excited to show off the display, but...
The sponsor of this Egypt exhibit says, well, you just lost valuable mummies in some kind of break-in, probably, so I'm going to load it all up and take it back to Egypt.
And she says, no, people have been waiting to see this exhibit.
And he says, have they been waiting to see $10 million? I'm going to write you a check.
And that's that?
That's that. Well, her boss, Mr. White, kind of overrules her, who's... he has a very silly mustache, and I like it, and I wish there were more of it.
Now, this rich guy is probably going to be the villain, Scarab.
I mean, he's got the same voice actor. He looks like a human man when he's talking to them. He's not a mummy wizard man chilling, but... Well, and he's got two associates hanging out with him who are very clearly the clay golem statue guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, same guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Stone is Mr. Scarab Wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Yep. Oh, and the leader mummy, the jackal, explains, because the kid asks... The kid asks for lots of exposition.
Which I think we... needed more of, but
yes,
it's a 22 minute episode.
This really, you know, Superman had a smart brained idea with that three-part pilot. Answered not all of your questions, it left some stuff for later, but it gave you enough to go on.
That's what a good pilot does. It introduces your characters, the background, the plot, and sets up the stories for the future. This one, I feel like it just...
It's going a mile a minute. But the kid does ask, like, hey, why don't you just stay transformed all the time? Because that seems, like, real good. And the leader explains, well, no, you ever play an MMO? Your best powers always have a cooldown. So we need to sleep in our sarcophaguses. Or we can't use the raw powers no more.
Which got stolen. I forgot to mention.
Those
got stolen.
Yeah, I was confused about this because the Scarab Man, disguised as Mr. Stone, takes the sarcophaguses back, and they're going to get transported back to Egypt. But then he robs the truck that they're being transported in. But he's robbing himself?
I think so.
But he apparently knows that this is how the mummy magic works, and he wants to make sure they can't get back in their sarcophaguses so that they can't become the super mummies no more.
So the kid needs to get the mummies back to their sarcophagi.
Yes.
So they steal a car.
Yes. They have magics that can make cars go very well.
There's a few jokes about driving a horse-drawn carriage, and there's horsepower.
How did the horses get into the engine?
They get it? They don't get it.
They are old Egypt peoples.
Classic fish-out-of-water scenario.
They don't... Did you see the first act of the Thor movie? It's
there
that,
you go.
But bad.
Yeah. So you get your goofy quirks there.
Yep.
And then it...
We get another highway fight scene. They're trying to... Well, so they do the chase scene, and they catch up to the truck, and they get into their sarcophagis, and I was under the impression that it took maybe a full night's sleep to get their powers back. Apparently,
you just get inside and you're good.
That is a power nap, ladies and gentlemen.
With the power of Ra.
Yep. We're going to have another fight scene.
It's morphin' time. They do it again.
Did they fight with punches and whips and swords?
Yeah, they got cool, you know, little... like how the Power Rangers, they call on their weapons. Each one has a unique weapon to their distinct personality.
Yep.
Same thing goes for this. Scarab's there.
Yep, he's fighting, and ultimately they beat up all the clay, the putties, and Scarab seems like he's going to get the upper hand, but then the truck drives under a highway overpass, and he gets smacked in the face
and then he shakes
falls
his
down.
Fist. With, I was thinking of The Simpsons.
Yep.
Shake harder, boy.
Oh, no. Bette Midler.
I'll get you for this, Midler.
I think this episode might have been improved by the presence of Bette Midler, and I don't say that about everything.
That's true.
Bette Midler is not appropriate for every project, but I think that
Mummies Alive could have benefited from some Midler.
Yes.
But
a middling amount of Midler.
Yes. And that kind of ends our episode.
Yeah, and the mummies drop the boy back at home, and he says, well, where are you going? And he says, oh, don't worry, we'll be nearby when you call us on us again. We know a place. And it's the Sphinx.
It is. And it's not a secret. You know how the turtles have a lair?
Yeah, and it's in the sewers where
it's hidden.
Yeah, and it's in like a disused portion of the sewers. And so the
Batman's got the Batcave, which no one knows about. It's the Power Rangers have that like castle in the mountains of California. This is a public museum.
Yes,
where people hang out, presumably.
Presumably, although, this was meant to be like a traveling exhibit, like a touring, you know, they brought all this stuff in from Egypt for like a limited time engagement. Did they rebuild the museum as a Sphinx just for this?
You know, I did sing King Tut's Treasure.
He gave his life for tourism.
Oh, really?
At the L.A. County Museum back in like 2005?
Yeah, okay.
They did not do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they decorated the inside.
They did, but they didn't at the outside.
Yeah.
Still the same damn museum.
That would be a great expense.
Yeah.
Although maybe Mr. Stone's $10 million pays for it. I've got many questions, none of which will be answered, because we made a terrible mistake the last time we did this. We watched a second episode of Hammer Man.
Although, don't you feel like I wish I knew more?
They're dropping hints. They're dropping hints, like, they do not establish, like, they hint the mummies address Presley as Rapses or Rapses' son. No. He is supposed to be Rapses, and his father was Amhotep, I think.
And then Scarab needs, because he was banished by Imhotep.
Yes.
And the boy is descended.
Yes.
But he's also a rich dude.
Yeah, and he makes mention of the fact a couple of times that his goons can kill the mummies again, I guess. But he needs the boy alive for some reason. So this isn't... This isn't one of those, apparently, as far as we can tell, this isn't like a monster of the week thing. They're setting up some kind of an arc plot here.
Okay, all right.
Or so it seems.
So it seems.
But to know for sure, we'd have to watch more. And Jesus Christ, I don't want to.
I think I'm good.
I'm set.
So, I mean,
I guess we gotta ask, Kenny, does this thing hold up?
Animation-wise, I thought it looked good.
Yeah, it was...
They definitely put their money towards that, but this is meant to inspire kids to want more. I can't imagine it doing that. And clearly it didn't. It didn't last. It didn't really... I mean, no one knows this.
Yeah, it's sort of... I appreciated the little hints of a greater story. Like, I could see it maybe at some point in the future going somewhere interesting, but it just felt so rushed and breathless.
Yeah.
It never paused to let anything breathe, and it was aggressively generic.
Yeah.
It was strictly formula, and I hated the main kid.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Presley is kind of He's your kid character.
Who was the dorky kid and I've got Batman in my basement?
Sherman,
yeah.
It took me a second. Sherman, yeah.
So Sherman was kind of a dork, and Presley they're clearly trying to set up as the cool kid, but
no.
You can't see it. We're shaking our heads at each other. Yeah.
I think this would have Now, for our listeners out there, there was a video game on the Sega Dreamcast called Power Stone.
Yes.
I feel like this could have made a good video game.
I could see that. You got your four characters to choose from.
Choose them, then you gotta each other, and then maybe you get in a sarcophagus for a certain amount of time.
Yeah,
get your power up.
Maybe you walk from left to right, and there are hamburgers in the trash can that you eat for. Yeah. There was a joke where Armin, the big one-armed mummy, eats all the food in the fridge, and he says, "What is the significance of the mummified bird?" And he holds up a whole-cooked roast turkey.
Yes.
They had cooking in ancient Egypt. It's one thing not to know what a car or a cell phone is.
Right.
I'm going to draw the line here, Sho. You've gone from fish out of water to actually stupid.
He said it was a cold sarcophagus, which the boy, Presley, says it's a refrigerator.
Yep.
There you go, kids.
I need some science in my veins, okay, Kenny. Let's science it up.
I'm a disciple of science. I know that.
All right, we got a list.
Okay,
read the list.
Here we go. Last Son of Krypton, Little Piece of Home, Fun and Games, The Way of All Flesh, Tools of the Trade, My Girl, Stolen Memories, Feeding Time, Main Man, Two's a Crowd.
That was the best thing that's happened to me today. All right.
We're going to bring up the old random number generator, or RNGesus, as we like to call it.
Yes, we are going to, as we do in this show, we rank usually Superman episodes.
But this is our control unit.
Yep, we got to see where this stacks up. Kenny, is this episode Mummy's Alive, rah, 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 better or worse than number 7 on our list, the Superman episode, Stolen Memories?
No.
Nope. Stolen Memories is better.
Yep.
Tells a coherent story.
It's a alien invasion story.
Yep. I knew where I was and what was happening.
That was another thing. Okay, so... Okay. So the... Part of the fun of the Ninja Turtles is they're Ninja Turtles. Sometimes they have to disguise themselves with humans, put on a trench coat.
Yep.
Or, you know, 80s punker gear or something to that effect.
Yep.
The Ninja Turtles never are Ninja Turtles and then have to transform into some, you
extra
know, like
special
fire, water, wind, what have you.
Yeah.
They're already good to go.
Yep.
I think the mummies are already good to go. They don't really need animal powers.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's enough that they just be mummies.
Just let them be mummies. Have their magic weapons. That's fine. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess this having to sleep in the sarcophaguses was a plot point, but did it need to be, though?
I don't think so. I think they're good as mummies. Yeah, just have them be ninja-fighting mummies.
Yeah, we can have the ancient Egyptian laser beams if we must.
Yeah.
We've got to sell toys somehow, but...
Giving them animal powers is just... too much.
And
already taking a concept that's too much, and you're making it even more.
Also, if you're going to have animal powers, maybe pick one a piece, as opposed to a guy named Jackal whose head turns into a snake and has wings. Your theme is just all over the place, my dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway. Sorry. Tangent over.
Yes. Stolen Memories is, in fact, the better 22 minutes of television. That's just science.
Yeah.
It's been established... We can all move on with our lives to number 8, Feeding Time.
No.
Yo, Feeding Time is, in fact, better.
We know what the villain, we know about Rudy. Rudy gets transformed in front of our fairy face, and even though he becomes less interesting by the end of the episode, at least we know he's sucking the powers from Superman, keeping him captive, and it takes Jimmy Olsen, of all people, to help kind of save the day.
Yeah, and you know, Rudy, let's get real. He's kind of dumb.
He's dumb. He got picked on.
Yeah, but he's not... You get the distinct impression that the writers know that he's dumb. They've made this conscious choice for this character, and they're going to stick with it.
Yeah.
In Mummy's Alive, the characters would act dumb in a way that made me think that the writers don't know that they're dumb.
The villain is generic villain.
Yep.
The hero is generic hero. With Rudy, at least we kind of like, okay, at least he has some kind of personality traits sprinkled in to make him a more interesting character.
Yeah, he's the guy who always got bossed around. He was the lowest at the totem pole in his job. He was taking orders from another mook in his mook work. And as soon as he got a taste of power, he says, I don't even care about stealing money. Because what am I going to spend it on? I'm a purple penis man.
Yes.
I just really like the experience of going out and busting stuff up because I can.
Now, maybe Scarab would have had a more interesting plot point. We just didn't witness it. Maybe it's down the road, 5 episodes from now, 6 episodes.
Yeah, but for the purposes of this story, we don't get any of that. So I think we have to judge on the basis of what we... Is this an interesting story?
And remember, the whole point of a pilot is to sell you.
Yeah.
To grab your attention and hold it for X many episodes.
Yeah.
This one is a swing and a miss, if you ask me.
All right. I'm going to concur, which means it's time to move right along. We're doing something. This is something we've chosen to do with our time.
I believe our listeners brought it up.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was a listener suggestion. We put the call out, and we didn't, you know, that part we didn't really do a vote. It was just kind of like that was the one that stuck out to me, and yeah. All right, we're hitting the bottom of the list here. Is Mummy's Alive? Rah-rah-rah-rah. Better or worse than number 10, it's the other Parasite episode. It's Two's a Crowd.
No, because that's got a ticking clock.
Yeah.
You get some fun betrayal.
Yeah.
And even though it's a stupid ending, it's an explosive ending.
That's true. Something does just blow.
It's not a truck hitting a low bridge.
Yeah, there were... There were precious few explosions in this episode. Even at one point, the main mummy had like a fire bow and arrow too, in addition to his other combo platter. And there was one point where Scarab, he can just shoot purple fireballs. Okay, it's his deal. Don't worry about it. But he shoots one of his purple fireballs, and the head mummy shoots his bow and arrow, and the projectiles hit each other, and I am ready for something to happen, an explosion or a particle effect, and they just whiff out of existence. And if there's one good thing to say about the show, it's that it, like you said, it can be pretty when it wants to, but just the details like that, they drop the ball.
Yeah.
That makes me sad.
Yeah. So
all of which is to say I concur. And that places, you know, I'm real glad that I never have to call this a top 10 episode. This is number 11. And that's as high as it mathematically can ever go.
Yeah. Unless there's a really bad...
I mean, that's the thing. Even if there's a really bad episode, that would be number 12. And this would still be 11. So it's not going any higher.
That's a good point. Okay.
Yeah. It's... Look, we thought... Well, no, I was about to say, we thought I've Got Batman in My Basement would stay at the bottom forever, but then it did. So, who's to say? My prediction is that this episode will stay at the bottom.
But we got to test it with science.
That's science is what it's all about
here. That's what we're here for.
So, you know, I've made my prediction, but we got to test it.
That's
and we
right.
will.
Marking it down right now. Mummy's Alive. Rah, 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 rah. That's going to be hard to do.
Yep.
On the list.
Yeah. You don't have to say the Mummy's Alive part every time if you don't want to. I went back and forth with Hammerman, whether I said Hammerman, nobody's perfect, or just nobody's
it's
perfect.
It's 4 rahs.
It is.
It's not 3. 3 every...
Hold on. I'm going to double check this.
No, dude, it's 4.
According to Wikipedia, at least, which, as we all know, is an infallible instrument of science,
yes,
it is, in fact, 4 rahs separated by commas. Rah, comma, rah, comma, rah, comma, rah.
It's one rah too many.
Yes.
Rah, rah, rah. That's all you need.
Oh, rah, 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 rah. You ever see the ending of A Christmas Story? This is let's just say you could put the syllable fa in front of this, and it is how the staff of a Chinese restaurant might render a popular Christmas character.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh no. We've got to end it. Kenny, where can folks? What are we doing next week? Well, how do we do this show anymore?
We are going back to Superman.
Thank God. It's a two-parter,
isn't it? It is a two-parter, and these are always big ones for us.
Yeah.
This is the start of season two, and we'll never see mummies again.
No, not if I have anything to say about it, which I do, as it turns out. I'm the head scientist.
That's right.
I get to say how many mummies we watch. I'm a head scientist. Blasts from the Past.
Okay.
Parts 1 and 2 will be next week. Oh, I remember this one. I think this is the one with the, it's basically Superman 2, where with the Kryptonians that was in the Phantom Zone, and they come out, and they're like, hey, come hang out and bust up planets with a Superman, it'll be cool.
He doesn't mind.
He doesn't want to do it.
It doesn't ring a bell to me.
Yeah.
So this will be fun. It'll be an unexpected...
I remember this one being pretty good.
Okay.
But we'll see. I think there's a lady Kryptonian, and I think she might want to kiss Superman.
Is she a lady? We can't tell. If she covers her head...
Yeah. Well, we'll have to watch the cranial follicular portion very... So does that mean since Luthor is bald, he's like the most manly?
I guess so.
If he shaved, if he
well,
didn't
we will
have...
never know unless he goes bathing in the Nile.
Oh, yeah, that's true. If there was another man who was also bald but also had no eyebrows, would that be like extra masculine? Mm-hmm. Or is there? I don't know. These are questions that science may never answer.
Yeah, you know, some things were just not meant to be known by man.
Yeah, but. But you can know where to find us on the internet, like Kenny. Kenny is on stuff.
Not really. I've actually gotten notifications. I think some of you have been checking out my stuff. I don't have anything, but it's Wyski TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
And you can find me at HBI2K on Twitter or twitch.tv/BenCreighton, which I have been keeping up with. Not quite as often anymore, but I'm actually been on something of a schedule for the last couple of weeks, which is a new... uncharted frontier for me, having a schedule and sticking to it. But Monday. It's the new day, the eighth day of the week between Monday and Wednesday.
Lousy smart weather.
Monday and Wednesday, in the evenings, typically around 5 p.m. Arizona time. Which, if you don't know what time zone that's in, look it up because it changes. Not because of us, but because the rest of you idiots change your clocks twice a year.
We never move.
Yeah.
Forward or backwards.
So right now, at the time of this recording, Pacific time is contiguous with ours. Later on, it'll be mountain, and that's on you to figure out, because Lord knows I don't give a shit what the other 49 do.
But we do appreciate you listening to us and talking to us and recommending Mummies Alive. It was a very pretty episode.
Yes. I wanted something to capture that Hammerman energy, and I think, say whatever else you will, this was, more coherent than Hammerman. It was better animated, but I feel like same energy.
Yeah. I didn't feel drunk after this one.
Yeah. Not as much, anyway. This was like... This was like, Hammerman was like he'd been knocking back Flaming Dr. Peppers.
Yes.
This one was, not a good wine, but a very cheap wine.
Yes.
That you could kind of, like roll around the glass in your hand and pretend you're classy. You know you're not.
Yeah.
But.
You still get a little confused.
Yeah.
Just not as bad.
Yeah.
And that's Mummies Alive.
It is. And if you would like more Mummies Alive, you're going to have to start your own podcast.
Yeah. I don't really want to go back to this, but, thank you for the suggestion, listener.
Yes. And if you want more Superman, come hang out with us next week for Blasts from the Past, Parts 1 and 2.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.